In Yeshiva University, there are many that subscribe to the Torah Umada philosophy. Rabbi Dr. Norman Lamb describes it in depth in his book, Torah Umada, The Encounter of Religious Learning and Worldly Knowledge in the Jewish Tradition. Is this an acceptable Torah Hashkafa? And if not, why not? Anonymous from, I guess this is Missouri. In any case, what is an acceptable Torah Hashkafa or not really depends on a person's perspective. From the perspective of my Rebbeim, this was not an acceptable Torah Hashkafa. The idea of Torah Umada, of synthesis of Torah and secular studies, is not the proper way of looking at what Torah includes everything in the world. It doesn't need to be synthesized with anything else, and usually when you have something synthetic, it is barren. In any case, but there are definitely people who are religious people, who are Maminim and Shomri Torah Mitzvahs, who subscribe to that philosophy. You have to ask them how they defend it and what it means. There are definitely those who hold that this is not a proper Torah Hashkafa. Yes, there's a place for secular wisdom, Chochma Bagoyim Tamin, and secular wisdom, like the Vilna Gaon says, helps and supports Torah knowledge, just like maidservants help the Akeres Habayis, the housewife, but not that you need a synthesis. There's nothing missing from the Torah that these things supplement. They are merely aids to be able to unlock and uncover the perfection that Torah is. I understood that even Rabbi Soloveitchik was not an adherent to Torah Umada philosophy.